could make it a terror. The first thing Gradual told on me that I was dead. I thought, well, if you're dead, you're dead, that's it. You know, it means very much alive.
Go on.
What did you do there? When you, did anybody come to help you at all?
Well, nobody helped me for quite a while, actually. I just hung around and I just couldn't make it a time of it. I thought about my people back home. The next thing I knew, I don't know where I went to sleep or what, I suppose. I sort of just thinking about them somehow, maybe so that I could do them. I can just remember seeing the old lady, she was sitting down in a chair. Standing, she'd done all the things I remember. She always had this one chair, that was her chair, you know, that was against it. Especially when we were kids, she never sat in her chair, you know. But she was sitting there and she was reading a letter. I could see she was upstate. I didn't quite know what it was she was reading, but somehow I felt it was something to do with me. I just thought I had that feeling, you know. And I realized later, of course, this. She got this verification about my death, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, she was real upset. No one was willing, you know. The old man was out on the bloody booze again, I suppose, like he always was, you know. He was a sod who was my father. Bastard, if ever there was one. I never could turn aside of him. I was rather glad to get in the army guard.
Yeah.
Anyway. The old lady, she was real cut up, you know.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Oh, then my sister came in. She's a, well, I suppose I shouldn't say it now, but that's the way I felt at the time. She was no bloody good either. She was all out on the bloody loose.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady, she had plenty to put up with one way or another. I don't think I was, well, no, I wasn't looking back. I wasn't too much of a... Well, I wasn't so bad, but I might have done a lot more than I did, because I was always glad to get out of the bloody house. What were the riots going on between the old man and the sister? She was a bitch. She was a proper cow. She was. Oh, dear, dear. She'd married now, not poor bloody kid. Yeah, in other words, not well, not all these, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you seem quite respectable people. I shouldn't be talking like this, should I?
What are you doing now?
Well, actually, I've been doing a bit of work out in this veterinary lab. Bloody fine how you do that. It's another one of these bloody excuses to knock them off.
Yeah.
They always find bloody excuses to knock them off the government, don't they?
Okay.
This one thing is either pleading Germans or is it the fear of the communists or something. Always got their excuses to protect their own bloody interests.
Yeah.
They can't call them bastards.
Can
you
give me your name, please?
Hey?
Let me give
me
your name.
Oh, you never think of my name's O'Reilly. You don't think so, that I was... I'll do with that name, would you?
And
what
did you
live
actually live in Australia?
My father was part owner of Shanksville, way back, you know. There's another thing I wanted to do when I came over. Well, I might get a little bit. Oh, I haven't done it so much about it one way or another. Never even got a bloody sniff of a place. None of it matters. All of that you say, lady.
When did you actually live in Australia before you
joined up? Well, we shifted around a bit. Bloody place. The old man was always high up. Poor spitter of my other booze. We had so many different ships. Ever since I remember, I think we had about six different places. Anyway, Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 You must be well-bridged and better around the way you do.
No, it's out of town. In fact, I wanted to see your spirit.
I heard all about that last, about communication and all that. Someone told me about you and said you'd get back to the Belfry and all this.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I was just the thing that, you know, when you were dead, that was it. You had it. That was the end of that body, you know, but I must say that since I've been here, I realize now that the only sense of one's a spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
My old girl, she used to go cake at the spoon meetings.
Yes,
sir. Old man used to get that mad at him. Yeah, and the bloody spirits he ever fought in the battles when he put down his bloody throat.
What luck on your side now? Where you are now?
Bloody son, happier than this than I was on your side.
You are?
Yeah. Very happy. I have a question there.
You could tell us something
about it. He is with us now, you know.
Could you tell us
yes, my sister, I've never been near this pretty bitch.
You
yeah.
Think
about
it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So what were you doing on that side? What's it like on that side?
Got a knife to the place here, moving her mouth. We get on all right.
Yeah.
She was all right. Not much wrong with the old girl. You know, that stupid father of mine, he had his women all over the bloody place. And there's the man, sister, and she took after him.
Mm. Yeah.
But, I'm trying to help some of the poor bastards.
Caught in between the lodge and the kids and all. Wicked business. Honestly, it's an absolute disgrace. Their businesses.
How do you help them,
Well, I help them when they're sort of wandering around, dazed, don't have a date.
Yeah.
You know, shook them a hand, trying to make them understand one thing is, I realize very quick, I mean, this is our universal age.
Yeah.
Funny then, don't have to speak names if everyone understands exactly what you're saying to them or what you're doing. It's as if you can read thoughts, which you can.
Yeah.
You know, it's my thing, you know. Thoughts, very real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to watch out.
What are you doing on at your side?
Is this your wife?
Well, last time I heard him, he was in Sydney.
I didn't like him.
Why? Because I haven't known him for a long time.
Sydney's all right.
The coast is on there. Oh, I
understand
it. Happy everyone. Yeah, listen. When are you actually like to tell he's been in a case, I don't know who I should have been there.
language is a little bit rough. That's nothing. Language is language. Words are words. It's what a person feels with intensity. He feels very intensely, particularly about this betrayal of life. This terrible business is in Vietnam. But innocent people are caught up, young children and women and even men who are victims of circumstances and victims of propaganda, victims, as indeed are we all, I suppose, and on earth to some extent, victims of politics and even religious persuasion. Though one does not go into that too deeply. Point is that we can only do what we can as best we can. And sometimes if we allow someone to come through who seems on the surface to be a bit of a rough diamond and perhaps not very elevating, it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing. It's an illustration, a jolly good one too. No one should think that only the highest, so-called, should be allowed through. It's a good thing to have all manner and all kind of people through. In any case, those who really have progress are not the sort of people who talk about it or make a fuss. You know, there are some people in your world, spiritualists, who really annoy us. They assume, and it is an assumption on their part, that only the very highest and the noblest and the sweetest and heaven knows what else come through at their circles. If anything but know that quite often they're deceiving themselves. You know, the truth is the truth. And there's no getting away from the fact that when a phenomenon is sincere and genuine, you will have all kinds of beings thrown on all different stratas of evolution. And no one should deny any of them. One should accept every one of them. And if one comes who's not very ennobled or elevated, then perhaps in some measure you can make a contribution to help that person. We must all see ourselves a little more clearly, and we must all try to realize that there's a meaning and a purpose behind everything that happens, even though it seems obscure at the time. Never sit in a circle only expecting that you're going to receive compliments and that you're going to receive only the finest and the noblest of souls. Be glad that those who come to you, even from the lower spheres, that perhaps they feel drawn to you for some reason, and perhaps that you can contribute something to help them. We're all in service together, and we should acknowledge the fact that there is much room for improvement in the best of us, and we must be grateful for the opportunity to help one another and to serve. This nonsense about only the highest souls come through in our circle is the height of hypocrisy and foolishness. Anyway, I know you feel that, but I know that there are people on your side who assume quite wrongly that the conditions in their circle are such that only the noblest and the most elevated souls, and even Christ himself comes, which I won't even go into because any intelligent person would soon realize that something radically wrong there. But the point is that when you sit, you're opening your minds and your hearts to all humanity, to all life, on whatever strata it may be, hoping and praying that you can make a contribution to serve and to help. And that is, after all, the main purpose in being as you are, spiritualist. Did Lumsden agree then to say something, Mrs. Green?
No, Dr. Martin, I better say, we don't
know anything about the
coming.
No, I wasn't assuming
that.
I wasn't meaning that, but I know that you do meet a lot of interesting people, and if I may say so, some very foolish ones. And the extraordinary thing is that often those who you would think would know better than those foolish ones are not. They have this peculiar attitude of mind that only the highest and the best has come to them. After all, Christ himself welcomed the sinner. After all, it is the sinners. It is the lost, so-called lost souls that one should go out of one's way to help and to uplift. We bring all kinds to you. Some are truly evolved, and others are very earth. We all have a meaning and a purpose. We tried to give you, as it were, an illustration of all the conditions and starters of life as we know it on this day, that you shall see that there is room for all, and every individual must find his own level and gradually evolve into a higher one, whatever that level may be. We're all in service together, we're all in brotherhood together, and everyone should realize this, particularly if it's just on your side, in the so-called spiritual self, particularly. Here we are, Miss Gale.
We're very grateful.
Dr. Marshall, we're very grateful anyway.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky.